Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Becoming That Girl 5-Minute Morning Rituals. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and let me tell you, we are diving deep today into something so incredibly important. Building a positive relationship with yourself. Ever feel like you're constantly battling that inner critic? You know, the voice that whispers doubts and puts you down. Well, honey, it's time to silence that noise and start treating yourself with the love and respect you deserve. Building a positive relationship with yourself isn't about becoming some perfect version of you, okay? It's about embracing your imperfections, celebrating your strengths, and learning to genuinely like who you are right now. And trust me, this is a game changer. So, let's dive into 5 juicy takeaways that will help you cultivate that awesome self-love. Number 1. Ditch the negative self-talk. I know it's easier said than done, but seriously, those mean things you say to yourself. They need to go. Start noticing those thoughts and challenge them. Is there evidence to support that negativity? Or are you just being your own worst enemy? Remember, you're capable of amazing things, so start speaking to yourself with kindness and encouragement. Number 2. Practice gratitude every single day. It sounds simple, but taking a few moments each morning to appreciate the good things in your life can seriously shift your perspective. Think about 3 things you're grateful for. It could be as small as a delicious cup of coffee or as big as having supportive friends and family. This little practice can boost your mood and make you feel more positive overall. Number 3. Celebrate your wins, big and small. Don't wait until you reach some massive goal to celebrate yourself. Give yourself credit for every little victory along the way. Finished a tough workout. Nailed that presentation at work. Treat yourself. It could be anything from enjoying your favorite dessert to buying yourself that cute pair of shoes you've been eyeing. Remember, acknowledging your achievements builds confidence and keeps you motivated. Number 4. Embrace your imperfections. You know what's truly beautiful? Being perfectly imperfect. We all have flaws, quirks, and things we want to change, but guess what? They make you unique and special. Instead of striving for some unattainable ideal, learn to love and accept yourself exactly as you are. Number 5. Be kind to yourself always. You wouldn't berate a good friend for making a mistake, so why do it to yourself? Treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding that you would offer to someone you care about. Remember, everyone makes mistakes and setbacks are just opportunities to learn and grow. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, excited for the day ahead. You greet yourself in the mirror with a smile, acknowledging all the amazing things you bring to the table. You're not comparing yourself to others, you're focused on your own journey, and you're treating yourself with the love and respect you deserve. That, my friends, is the power of building a positive relationship with yourself. This isn't just some fluffy concept, okay? This is about creating a solid foundation for your well-being, your happiness, and your success in all areas of life. When you prioritize self-love, everything else starts to fall into place. So, how can you start building that amazing relationship with yourself right now? Take a few deep breaths, listen to this beautiful voice inside your head, that's me, and remember these key takeaways. Ditch the negative self-talk, practice gratitude, celebrate your wins, embrace your imperfections, and be kind to yourself always. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of self-love. You know that friend who's always putting themselves last? Yeah, send them this podcast. Let's spread the love and help each other become the best versions of ourselves. See you in the next episode for another juicy dose of Becoming That Girl.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.